Oh, snaps!
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, good morning, raw feeders. I am Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. Well, I didn't lie to you. I told you that the one and only Neely Piazza would be joining us this week. And by golly, you are here. Niels, what's up?
Hi, everybody.
Man, you're a busy chick.
I know.
You know what? You should have just been, I think you should have been just like a research scientist, a real one though. You know,
I should have been. That's what I, yeah.
Because you have so much knowledge. If we could just open up your brain and like dump it out, that'd be amazing because you have so much knowledge in there. It's crazy. But I love having you on the podcast because there's so many questions, you know, with that I talked to Dr. Jasek about, and also Dr. Andy Harper, chiropractor, dog nutritionist too. She's coming in, you know, Andy, you guys are good friends.
I love Dr. Andy.
Yeah, I do too. And Asta is still going over there, but she's going to start coming on the podcast as well. So she's been putting out, which I love, and I'm going to talk to her about this next week, helping people understand how to calculate how many carbs and are in their food.
I saw that email. I haven't gotten to read all the way through it yet, but I saw she was doing that. She sends out, everybody should get on her mailing list, newsletter list. She sends out a lot of good stuff.
Yep. She said to me, she goes, I want you to know I did that all on my own. I said, well, of course you did. Of course you did. I knew you did. So very, very good stuff. So let's talk about some stuff, Niels. I mean, you know, there's so much stuff coming out now
that we've been saying for the last how long?
That we've been saying for a long time. It was so funny. Yeah. The whole 6 foot, you know, why did we have to be 6 feet apart is just now coming out that it was totally bogus and made up. There was no scientific evidence behind it. You know, that it was some type of scientific information that said, oh, you're going to, you know, spit out the Flovid, as I call it, the Flovid. No, they're finally coming out the White House today. Said, yeah, no, we kind of made that up. There was nothing. So I thought
arbitrary, kind of like the 3-year vaccine thing, totally arbitrary.
Okay, I know so, well,
they're not going to do it every year. And it's yeah. So anyway, totally arbitrary,
you know, and so I don't know. In one hand,
I know it's flabbergasting, isn't it?
It is. Well, in one hand, I'm glad that people are seeing this, along with that report that came out about the grains.
Can't believe that won't die. Oh my God.
But that report, did I send you the one on 100 Reporters where they actually said, okay, the vet at Tufts University and two others were being paid by big pet food companies to slant their research. And then all the vets everywhere started running with this narrative. And you're right, it still won't die because I had a customer hit me up with that the other day. My vet says my dog needs grains.
Remember I told you even Dr. Tenpenny listen to her. She said, my favorite vet told me that. And I was like, oh my gosh, Dr. T, you're doing exactly what you tell us not to do. Look into things. Don't believe Mr. Whitecoat just because they say it. And what does she do? Same thing. And then all of a sudden after that critically thinking with aired, it popped up all over everywhere again. I'm like, oh my gosh, you just set us back another, a whole 2 years. And yeah, that whole, no, you didn't send me that article, but I knew that already. I mean,
I said everything.
Well, I remember reading it when it came out. She should totally lose her license and be run out of town on a rail. I mean,
but she won't.
No, she won't. She's got half the, you know. Anyway,
you're not talking about Dr. T. Let's clarify that. You're talking about
I'm not talking about Dr. T. I'm talking about that. I can't remember her name.
And needless to say, I'm not going to give her any press. But
wrote the initial article.
Yeah, so I had a customer that sent me that and said, I said, well, here's the thing. You might want to let your vet know that they are running with a false narrative. Gently. You know, I said, but here's all the information. And I said, do your own research. And you know, that's what we love for people to do. The problem is, and today I have a no sheeple in my circle shirt. and I was at the gym and people were like, I love that shirt. And so that's the thing. I mean, look, let's do some research. And I will say that our team, the people that we encircle ourselves with are the deep researchers. We do research. We don't just run with a narrative. And yet, there are still setbacks in the raw dog food industry and certainly with some of our customers because people get these things coming out of the vet, like the grain.
There's that. There was a couple other things that came out that were like hit pieces on Raw that were totally unfounded. I can't remember what they were. I just was like, oh my God, here we go again. But it seems like people are finally starting to realize that the FDA is full of crap. And I mean, look what they've done. You really think that if they're doing what they're doing with human products, they're not doing the same with animal products? I mean, come on. They're as corrupt as the FBI is, for goodness sake.
And the CDC, you know.
CDC. All the three-letter agencies need to go.
I mean, it's really scary when you look at what is allowed to be in our food, and you've got other countries that don't allow the stuff in their food that we do. And then,
I know.
And then certainly look at what's in dog food. Now, I will say this: I get pet food industry news, and they are really have you noticed they're really talking about raw dog food, and because they want to get in that biz. And you know, there's no apology coming towards, look, we've tried to kill you guys off and we've said a lot of wrong things. There will be no apology to the raw dog food industry. But
they'll still ruin it. If it goes into big dog food, they'll ruin it. They'll put it so full of fillers and crap and stuff added back in, and they'll cook it and they'll make it fit AFCO standards and they'll make it just as bad as kibble.
I know, only with pretty packaging.
Yeah. And they'll change the definition of things just like they did in this past AFCO meeting. They'll just change the definitions of things to fit what they want to do so they can put cheap crap in there and say, oh, it's raw, kind of like Fresh Pet and all those other. I mean, that's like olive loaf for dogs. It's disgusting.
Oh, I see a lot of disgusting stuff out there, and you know, it gives those of us that are holding on to the real raw, right, the original type of raw, and even that's changed. I mean, the original type of raw was probably a bunny in a bag. And and bunny in a bag and more whole dead animals, but people couldn't stand that, right? They couldn't take seeing a bunny and their dog crunching on their head. And I get it, but that is what it's all about. So we make these blends,
right?
So I want to,
which are unadulterated and don't have anything added to it or anything. All this other commercial raw is got all kinds of issues. That's what I like about our stuff is it's just, you know,
just food.
It's just food. It's run through the grinder and shoved in the bag and put in the freezer. And that's it. There's nothing else done to it, which is the way it should be.
Right. And you know, we still get these pet parents who get on raw, but they're afraid of it. They really are totally afraid of it. And, you know,
people say, what about salmonella? What about E. coli? I'm like, yeah, what about it?
They constantly. And it's because the vets push that. And, you know, I remember years ago, actually before we, I think, even started, there was a raw dog food company out there and they had a big old thing on their website that said, look, if you're scared of raw, just move on.
That's what I tell people too. Either be committed and do it or don't.
Yeah.
Don't half-ass it. Either do it or don't. This whole add a little bit here, add a little bit. Either do it or don't.
Wow, that's coming from some of the celebrity
vets.
I
know where that's coming from.
You know where it's coming from. Yeah.
You know how I feel about them.
Yes, I do too.
Or that one in particular.
Yeah, I do. So I want to ask you this. I want to ask you this question because I. Okay, so again, back to bacteria, dangerous bacteria. Give me the strain, give me the count on the strain, and give me the benchmark of which they are judging that by. And even if you do get a fecal, okay, there's going to be Clostridium in the poo-poo.
Yeah, that's the other thing is it's supposed to be there, and I would not feed anything that didn't have something there. I mean, it's real live food. I don't understand why everybody thinks that all bacteria and all germs and all parasites and all whatever are harmful. It's like hardly any of them are. And even then, it's not the organism itself. It's the byproduct of the waste of that organism that is harmful, not the organism itself.
Right.
So I don't, you know.
Can you explain that a little bit further, that statement right there?
Okay, so basically, bacteria, you know, they say, well, bacteria causes this illness or that illness or blah, 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 blah. So bacteria are go to a place in order to clean it up. I mean, think about it, you know, even like oil spills, bacteria eat and clean up oil spills, right? So if you have like some sort of a wound or some sort of an injury or whatever, the bacteria go there to eat the dead and dying tissue to clean it up. If you get sick from something like that, it's not from the bug, it's from the what the bug is excreting. It's the metabolic byproducts of that. It's the same thing on the inside. Germs and parasites and viruses, or if you even want to call it that, don't cause illness or disease. They're the result of, and in the vast majority, if not all cases, those particular organisms are there in order to treat and try to help the body deal with that illness or disease. So it's not the other way. It's not basically germ theory is a total inversion of what's really happening. And it's total BS.
Backwards.
And that's backwards. And that's been proven time and time and time again since way back in the late 1800s and multiple times since then. It's just that those studies have been buried and hidden from public view and ignored.
They don't hide stuff. Come on, Neely.
I know, right?
They don't hide things from us.
Just because somebody's a doctor, yeah, they might have studied quote unquote science, which I think at this point is pretty much all lies anyway, but they don't know how to go through and actually read a scientific study. They'll read the abstract or the conclusion or whatever. But if you look into the methods and all that kind of stuff, they don't know how to interpret that. They don't know how to interpret the statistics. They don't know how to look at it in a critical way to say, well, this doesn't make sense. You can make a study say anything you want it to just by manipulating a few key things. And believe me, I worked in research and academia for 15 years. That's what they do. You make the study come out to say what the funding source wants it to say. That's exactly what you do.
You mean like the whole grains that dogs need grains?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. That actually, I think they just pulled that out of their backside and lied about it.
But if you look at, all right, who was benefiting by
grains look at who in the was food. Benefiting by that. The grain free, which, you know, grain free really doesn't mean anything, but their sales went down like, I don't know, 35-40% over the course of a year. And what did they promote? Purina Pro Plan, and their sales skyrocketed. And who was that vet working for? And who was that vet funded by? Purina. You think that was a coincidence? I don't think so.
You know, it's just disgusting that everything is based on money and not health. And it's
it's disgusting too that people who are put into authority positions like Mr. Whitecoat, who the average person is trained to believe, takes that and doesn't think twice about it. It's like, oh yeah, blah, 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 and doesn't look into it. Doesn't, I mean, you have canine cardiologists out there that are telling people that. And it's like, really? Really? What?
Yeah,
what
I know.
What have you been hiding under? I mean, seriously, what on earth would it defies all common sense and logic. But
you know, and yeah. the thing is that how many people have inadvertently poisoned their dogs, accelerated aging in their dogs. Accelerated a disease.
Look at all the people just in Colorado that I had one come in that was boarding a week or two ago, and he got groomed. He's a doodle, and he got groomed, and he had this horrible bald black spot down the base of his spine. I was like, oh my God. So when he picked up, I said, little spot on flea and tick prevention there, did you? And he's like, yeah. So that dog is permanently scarred, not to mention the pain it went through. And I've been saying over and over to people, okay, so these all this flea and tick prevention and heartworm prevention for that matter, it's not prevention. It puts toxins in the bloodstream so that when that particular parasite actually bites the animal, which is not prevention, it poisons it. It's a neurotoxin. It poisons it. So how is that helping? So you have a dog with a toxic bloodstream that is going to kill whatever bites it. How is that healthy for your dog? It's not. The best way to prevent things like that is to just do a natural repellent so that they don't land on them in the first place. The same for heartworm. I mean, the only way heartworm is transmitted is by a mosquito. So just keep the mosquitoes off.
That would be the better solution.
Why would you make your dog toxic, internally toxic, for quote unquote prevention, which is not prevention because the bug still has to bite the dog in order to die? I mean, a forehead slap. I mean, come on, people, wake up. And you know, this is Colorado. We don't even have a flea and tick problem.
Right, right. And I get it that some people listening are going to say, well, I do have a flea and tick problem. You can still do things that will not poison your dog.
Yeah. It's not as convenient or as easy, but, Well, and I moved here from Texas. I haven't done any of that stuff. And tell me it's not endemic there.
Okay, let me just liken this to a certain situation that everybody can identify with. You remember, Neely, I'm sure you do, that the CDC said that we all had to wear a mask on planes or we were all going to be infected. And then it wasn't that the science came back in and said, oh, you can take your mask off. It was a court order. It was, this is unconstitutional. So we all took our mask off, and guess what? We're not dying. So my point is this, is that you cannot know whether something is going to work or not, or whether this was a false narrative, or whether it's, if you just never go there. Right. So we've gone there. We've gone there. We've said, we're not going to do these type of treatments. And we're going to see, is my pet healthy? And I will say, I have two German shepherds that do not itch. I have two German shepherds that don't have digestive issues.
And you live in the mountains.
And so I see, I mean, so many German shepherds, and I bet you do too, in your facility, that are itchy. And I'm just like, what, you know, what is going on? What is going on?
And then if anybody wants to learn anything about the isoxazoline or isoxazoline or however you decide you want to say it, go listen to Dr. Morgan. She has got a vendetta going that it, and she's right. I mean, I've seen multiple dogs come in that they, you know, they have the fly snapping, and they have twitch, they develop twitches, and they develop all kinds of bizarre neurological things, or they have seizures or something like that. NexGard, Bravecto, Simparica. And I mean, they're horrible. They're horrible, and there's no need for them. And then your dog is going to have a permanent neurological damage for what? Because you were too lazy to find an essential oil spray to spray on your dog. I mean, you've got one, don't you?
Yeah, got flea flicker. Flea flicker. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got
flea flicker. How hard
is that? It's really not hard, but convenience kills. It does.
And honestly, I mean, I did DIY for years, and I don't do it anymore because our stuff is so much more convenient, and it's cheaper, honestly.
Yeah. And you know what's great about the blends, Neely, is that you've got your base right there, right? You've got your
right, exactly. Exactly. That's what I mean. It's all right there. It's you don't have to source everything. You don't have to grind everything together. You don't have to weigh it all out. You don't have to figure out how much of this or how much of that. You already know how much of that is already in there. You run yourself ragged trying to find all those bits and pieces and parts. I mean, it's doable, but now it's way cheaper. It's way cheaper to go with a blend and then do a few add-ins here and there, like what I talk about a lot. I mean, and even then, you don't even have to do that. I mean, if you just do a variety of proteins, you're gonna be fine.
Yeah, it's still so confusing for folks that come up to the website and they're just like, I'm totally confused. And I guess what I need to do is have a beginner's box. Just buy this.
Well, people are so confused because, I mean, when you and I started doing this, there was no information whatsoever. I mean, there was like maybe one or two books, maybe.
Right.
And so we just kind of went with what made sense and grew with it. Now there's so much conflicting stuff and all these stupid Facebook groups that shame you if you don't have exactly this milligram of that and have all this stuff, you know, do all this math and all that. I'm like, okay, that's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. And the whole, you know how I feel about the whole AFCO thing. It's total BS from the get-go anyway. And people, if you're really interested in this subject, get Dr. Connor Brady's book, Feeding Dogs. It's fantastic. And he like totally knocks out all that.
You know, sometimes crap. I gotta wonder if those people were put there to just confuse people so that they would move away from the raw diet. Because I'm like, seriously? Why do you make it so hard?
They get a rush out of saying, you know, thinking they're so much better than everybody else because I do this and I do that and blah blah, and I, you know, I spend like 20 hours a week doing my dog's food and figuring all this out, but and I'm like, oh my god, really?
Is that virtue signaling? Is that virtue signaling in the raw feeding world?
I think so. And shaming people and making them feel important. And I'm not about that. I started telling people the only wrong way to do raw is to not do it at all.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Although
it's true.
Although you and I do see some bad blends out there because they'll either not have organs or they won't have bone and it's just all meat or, you know, there are some crazy things out there. But when you look at kibble, it's such crap. And I say that all the time. I had,
Yeah, so anything here, is going to be better than kibble.
Yeah. So I have one of my customers who's fabulous. He raises Malinois. And he was making his food for a long time. And we actually met him in the Audi dealership. And he was like, oh, wow, I can buy it all done. So he's been buying it right now.
Yeah.
But he sent an email and he said, I have a neighbor. They have a dog who's, you know, totally a mess, itching and all this kind of stuff. And they just went through an allergy test and they sent me the allergy test. Oh, my gosh. You're just like, it is the craziest thing I've ever seen. I said, well, let's back up. What are they feeding this dog? And so they said the lamb instinct, the instinct brand, to which I pulled up the ingredients. And I'm just like, okay, here's the thing, peeps. Don't waste your money on these allergy tests until you get off of that inappropriate dry kibble crap and get your dog on a species appropriate diet. Get them some pre and probiotics at the Phytos Flora. You know, put some phytoplankton in there. Maybe the potency. These are amazing things that can help the skin and their whole food. And so I see this all the time, Neely. I see where it's totally confusing to people because they go in and they do an allergy test. And if you see these allergy tests, you've seen them. It's like three.
Yeah, they're completely inaccurate too. You can't go by any of them. They're going to, and all of them come back with the dog's allergic to whatever it's eating at that point, because that's what's in its system. None of them are accurate, and none of them, you can use it as a guide if you want to, but you know, I went through all that when I was a kid, and it's not incredibly accurate, and it certainly is not long-term accurate. So all those things change with the physiology changes and the internal environment of the dog changes, and you know, as you, like what you just said, as you fix things with some of the things that you just mentioned, all that stuff changes. I mean, yeah, there's going to be, like, for instance, most vaccinated dogs, or a lot of vaccinated dogs, at some point in time will have trouble with chicken, because a lot of vaccines are cultured with a chicken medium. So the immune system is trained to see chicken as a chicken protein as a an intruder, right? So that doesn't mean it's going to be lifelong, but just things like that. Well, and of course, you know, vaccines are the root of all that anyway, but I think we're a long way away from getting people to stop vaccinating altogether.
Oh, man, that's a, you know, we may see that later. I don't know if
probably not in our lifetime, but yeah, at some point, hopefully it'll happen, because that's the cause. That is ultimately, if I had to choose one cause for all of the chronic issues that are going on, that would be what I would say has started it all, because that's totally ruins the immune system.
Neely, I know you got to run, and but I hope that you will commit to being on the podcast every week somewhere.
Yeah, you bet.
I need it. Yes, I will. You got it, Dee Dee.
Yes, I will.
All right. You know, try to
help me out of it.
You've got so much information. We got to get a lot of this information out of your head and into the podcast. We just do. But Neely is on my website. She's in the expert section. Her form is right there. All you have to do is hit the button and fill out the information. And if you want to also use the help, I'm overwhelmed. I just added a lot of information on that. Take a look at that, Neil. That will be a good form that I can also forward to Neely. If you put that in the notes on that form that says, hey, I want to work with Neely, because it's got everything on there. You don't have to write it all out. I've got like, are you doing vaccinations, flea and tick, heartworm, dairy, you know, all this kind of stuff, which is very helpful when you do your consults.
Yeah.
But she can help you if you need to put together a meal plan, if certain things aren't working, you don't understand it, you need somebody to hold your hand. She's great. She's great. And so she can help you out. And you get $25 off by just going over and signing up through rawdogfoodandco.com.
Right? Exactly. That's right.
All right. All right, everybody. Get your dog on a species-appropriate diet. Give them a fighting chance in this toxic world. All right. We can make it super easy for you. Just go to rawdogfoodandco.com, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends.
Let friends feed kibble.
That's right. All right, everybody. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.